0700 to 0815. Today was the big day. In conjunction with the landings of Allied forces on the northern coast of France, our squadron attacked a number of gun positions just behind the proposed beachhead at Courcelles. This squadron, led by Squadron Leader Northworthy, dropped 24,000-pound bombs in direct support of the assault landings of the 3rd Canadian Division. Red Flight struck at one German battery position, while Blue Flight struck at another one only a short distance away. When the bombs struck, both batteries were believed to be a long distance removed. The actual bombing attacks were made through billowing clouds of smoke and corruption, to the tune of an intense sea-to-land bombardment by heavy naval guns. Tanks were observed landing on the beach, and aircraft of all descriptions were present in every corner of the sky. No resistance appeared to be offered to the invaders in these early stages of the attack. All our aircraft returned safely. 1945 to 2100. Briefed to search for enemy armoured vehicles near Caen, Flight Lieutenant Dadson led the squadron unexpectedly over a large northbound armoured column just south of Caen in France. The columns, believed to be a part of the 21st Panzer Division, en route to assemble near Caen. The squadron attacked the column with 500-pound bombs and cannon, inflicting heavy damage on a score of vehicles. Bombs were dropped over various parts of the column on individual attacks. None of our aircraft were damaged. All returned safely.